Next, we'll play a game about the sound of failure. Let's check in with our contestants. Tamar, in addition to your work as a structural engineer, you sing in a Jewish a cappella choir?
Or
you did in college?
In college, yes.
And you got to perform in some pretty good places?
We did. We performed in a number of pretty good places.
Okay. Any standouts?
We got to perform at the White House for the Obamas.
Oh, yeah. That might be a favorite.
Yeah.
What was the circumstance?
The Hanukkah party that the White House throws every year, we were invited to be sort of the entrance entertainment for that. So we stood in the entryway and watched famous Jewish people walk past us.
Is there any other kind? And what were you singing?
We were singing a number of songs, some from our typical repertoire, some holiday-specific stuff that we learned for that. And
yeah.
Part of it was we got to do a personal meet-and-greet with the Obamas, which involved sort of a one-minute snippet of a song that we got to perform for them.
And what was the one-minute snippet?
We did a mashup of a traditional Hanukkah holiday song and Katy Perry's Firework, so Michelle Obama sang along with us.
That's pretty cool.
And Ruth Bader Ginsburg was chilling in the doorway, because if anybody can crash a private concert for the Obamas, it's Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
She just lurked in a doorway and then...
Yeah.
Bree, you write about security, hackers, and privacy rights for Consumer Reports. So can you tell us about internet security and how should we protect ourselves?
Well, I mean, a lot of it comes down to like basic common sense. Your password should not be password.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, I mean, people are so worried about the NSA reading their mind, but yet they put everything on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and, you know.
Yeah, we're ruining our own privacy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, why are you worrying about someone reading your mind when you're walking around with no pants on? I mean, that's basically what it boils down to.
Story of my life, Bree.
It is funny when people like, oh, you know, they know where we are. It's like, well, you just checked in. You know? Okay, let's go to your next game. It's about sounds you hear when you lose or die. Tamar, what is your least favorite sound?
Pigeons on my windowsill in the morning.
Yeah, right. Vermin trying to get into your home. Mm-hmm. Bree, what's your least favorite sound?
I'd say it's a tie between anything my kids say or do before 7 a.m. on a Saturday, okay, and people who chew gum in elevators.
We're going to edit that so it just is like anything my kids say. That's what we're going to edit. So this is an audio quiz called The Sounds of Failure. We'll play a sound effect you'd hear when you failed at a game. You just tell me the name of the video game, tabletop game, or game show the sound comes from. So, Bree, you won the last game, so you win this, and you are off to the final round. Tamar, you need to win this, or we're going to gong show you out of here. Here we go. Here's your first sound. Tamar.
Is that The Price is Right?
Sure is. Yeah. They have a whole orchestra, right? Live, every show?
Yeah, like 10 horns. It's fantastic.
All right, how about this? Bree.
Super Mario?
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Tamar, can you steal?
Pac-Man?
That is Pac-Man dying, yeah. Although, can Pac-Man die if he's surrounded by ghosts?
And if he does, what's it matter? He's just going to come back as a ghost. Apparently, ghosts are real. Problem solved.
Yeah, it gets weird. Here's your next fail. Tamar.
Jenga?
Yeah, that's Jenga. The Jenga tower falling.
Sure.
Have you ever played Jenga?
I have.
But sounds just like that.
Yeah.
You're correct. I wish Jenga had a built-in sound effect.
That was it. All right, how about this one? Tamar.
Bop it?
Bop it, yeah. If you don't know, Bop It is a handheld electronic game that's sort of, it's like Simon Says, but it just tells you to do things, right? It just yells at you things to do.
Basically.
Until you make that sound, the screen.
Well, until it makes that sound, but you might make that sound
yeah,
also.
Right. All right, here's a tough one. Brie.
Mario?
Good guess. I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Tamar, can you steal?
Super Mario.
I like what you guys did there. That's the sound of the dog laughing when you don't shoot any ducks in Duck Hunt.
Oh.
I know. All right, what's this from? Tamar.
Family Feud?
Good answer. And this is your last clue. Tamar walked away and made sure Brie could ring in for that one. What do you got, Brie?
Yeah, that's Super Mario.
Yeah, that is Super Mario Brothers. Husker Archung, how did our contestants do?
There was no failure in that game. Tamar, congratulations, you won that game. So you each won a game, which means we're going to a quick game three. I'll give you a category, and you go back and forth, naming things that fall into that category. The first contestant to mess up will be eliminated. You need to buzz in to answer first. Here's your category. Name the 10 U.S. states that most recently joined the Union. Brie, you're first.
Hawaii.
Correct. Tamar.
California?
No, I'm sorry. That is incorrect. The other answers were Alaska, Arizona, Idaho, Montana, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Utah, Washington, and Wyoming. Tamar, we're sorry to see you go. So that means, Brie, you're headed to the final round.
Coming up, we'll find out who will face off against Brie in our final round, and we'll find out at least 10 things we love about our special guest, Julia Stiles. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.